This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Some polls in Racine and Kenosha are open today for the spring primary. Six candidates are competing for two Kenosha Unified School Board seats, with only four advancing to April. In the city of Racine's 2nd District, four candidates are running for a city council primary. You can learn more about the candidates at RacineCountyEye.com. You can see your ballot if you have one and where to vote online at myvote.wi.gov. A Kenosha student was arrested yesterday after police say they found a gun at their home. The student is linked to Indian Trail. Authorities say there is no threat to students or staff. Last week, there were two gun-related incidents at Bradford High School. The Kenosha Unified School Board will consider the use of metal detectors next week. Following Reverend Jesse Jackson's death, people around here are recalling his visits to Kenosha and Racine. Jackson got a lot of support from Chrysler workers during his 1988 presidential campaign. He later returned in 2020 and 2024 to speak on social issues and voter participation. New federal data shows economic growth in both Racine and Kenosha counties in 2024. Final numbers are in, and it shows Racine's GDP reached $9 billion. Kenosha's hit $8 billion. It's enough to keep them among Wisconsin's top 10 economies. The state's total GDP surpassed $354 billion. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Badgers back at it tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers now ranked 24th in the nation after beating number 10th ranked Michigan State Friday night. The Spartans dropped in the AP top 25 poll down to 15th. Tonight, it's Wisconsin against the Ohio State Buckeyes at the Value City Arena in Columbus. Greg Gard on how his Badgers team has improved.
We're getting better. You know, and that's, everybody talks about the lulls of February or the dog days of February, and I don't believe in that. I believe in, obviously, you have to be smart with how you use your days and your time and your practice hours and those things and not wear guys out. You have to be healthy and have to be fresh. But we've always had the mindset of get better.
In hockey, at the Winter Olympics, the U.S. women's team defeated Sweden by a score of 5-0. The women's team has six former or current players from the Wisconsin Badgers. They'll advance to the finals Thursday against Canada. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy skies today, not as warm, high temperatures in the low to mid 40s. For tonight, rain developing with temperatures holding steady in the lower 40s. On Wednesday, a few leftover showers, otherwise breezy and mild with highs in the upper 50s.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.